A forest ecologist from the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess County is the lead author of a paper about imported forest pests. Cary Institute and Harvard Forest led a team of scientists for the research. Cary Institute senior scientist Dr. Gary Lovett talks about the report's findings.
The report found that introduced forest pests are the most serious and urgent threat to forests in many parts of the country, and it's particularly true in southeastern New York. We have a map in the study that shows the distribution of these pests, and it looks like a target on southeastern New York. The report also shows the ecological and the economic price we're paying for these pests, and it shows that we're much better off trying to prevent these pests from getting into the country rather than waiting till they're already here and trying to stop them from spreading. Because once they're already here, it's almost impossible to stop them.
You talked about a price being paid economically. What is that price?
This was surprising to me about the study. First of all, the price is high. It's in the billions of dollars per year for the lower 48 states. And the distribution of costs was also surprising to me. You'd think these are forest pests and the largest costs would be borne by the forest industry, but that's not true. The largest costs here, and again, this is billions of dollars a year, are being paid by local governments and by private homeowners. The reason is that it's so expensive to take down and replace trees that die as a result of these pests. So those could be trees in your yard, they could be trees on the street in front of your house, or they could be trees in a park. It's not just forests that are impacted here, it's communities as well. In addition to the takedown and replacement costs, there's losses to property value by homeowners. So when a beautiful tree in your yard dies, your property value goes down.
And what pests are we seeing here in the Hudson Valley and Catskills?
So here in the Hudson Valley and the Catskills, as I said, we have more pests than any other area of the country. And there's a long list. We have the pests that came in the last century, like chestnut blight and Dutch elm disease and gypsy moth. And then we have newer pests, things like hemlock woolly adelgid that's killing the hemlock trees, and dogwood anthracnose. That pest has wiped out 95% of the flowering dogwoods here at our site in Millbrook, New York. We have butternut canker that's killing all the butternuts. We have, we can just go on and on with this list. There's just about every major tree species has some pest.
Are there a few which are particularly harmful, or are they all equally destructive in different ways?
Well, the two that are most threatening right now, I would say, are hemlock woolly adelgid. That's a small insect that kills hemlock trees. And hemlock are a really important component of the forest. They're our main old-growth tree, and they're often used around people's yards as hedges and as just beautiful trees in the yard. It's a conifer tree. The other one is the emerald ash borer. This is a tiny green beetle that kills ash trees. This has been spreading across the country. It's in 25 states now. And so far, it's killed over 100 million trees throughout the country, and it's just moved into the Hudson Valley area. We haven't had a lot of damage yet, but it's almost certain that will have a lot of damage in the next few years.
New York is a major port of entry for international trade, and tree pests are hitching a ride via two main pathways.
The first is solid wood packing material. These are things like crates and pallets that are made of solid wood. And inside that solid wood, there could be insects buried in the wood. And these are usually inside shipping containers on these large container ships. The other main pathway is live plants that are brought in for the horticultural trade. So then the question is, what can we do about this? So there are policies in place right now, but they're simply not sufficient to keep up with the global trade. So what we need to do, we can't rely on just inspections of goods at ports. There's just too much stuff coming in. We get over 25 million shipping containers are brought into this country every year, and we just can't possibly inspect them all. So we're recommending a series of measures that we call Tree Smart Trade. And the first one of those measures is to switch to non-solid wood packing material. So there are alternatives to solid wood packing material. There are companies now that are using alternatives, and they're using those alternatives for their own bottom line. They're not really doing it for ecological reasons. So it's economically feasible to do this. The alternatives are things like manufactured wood products like chipboard and oriented strand board. When you process the wood that way, it gets rid of the bugs, so they're not a threat. Some companies use pallets made out of recycled plastic. There's even companies that use pallets made out of paper-like material. The second thing would be to restrict or eliminate the import of these live plants, particularly woody plants, because those are the ones that are threatening our trees. Another one is to work more with our trading partners abroad so that we can be sure that the material that's being sent to us is clean of these bugs and diseases before it's shipped. Another one would be to improve our national surveillance system for finding and eradicating new pests. So if these things do get through the ports, the first thing that happens is they get out of a shipping container and they infest a local tree. If we can catch them at that stage before they start to spread, we can eradicate them, and that solves the problem there. So we need that surveillance and eradication system to be beefed up.